Blog Talk Radio.
Shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to, oh Lord, time to talk about it. And this is Pastor G.W. Chief Reporter coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, city of sunshine, palm trees blowing in the wind. Wish you were here. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Praise God. It's so glad to be with you, 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 and you today. Hoping and praying that you are well. You are doing just fine and still praying. And add us in your prayer also as we pray for you. We want you to know we love you. We really do. We really do. Praise God. Amen. I am just glad to be here today. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world, but I'm just glad to be alive. Amen. I'm glad to have a voice. I'm glad that, you know, everything is working. Praise God today. Hallelujah. You know God is good. And you know I love that favor with God. I love favor with God. That's what I love. How about you? Do you love favor with God? Oh, my God, my God. God has been proving himself over and over and over, even though I know the enemy is going to come in like a flood. But I love it when you think about the scripture say, but you can lift up a standard against him, against the devil. You got the power, baby. You got the power. Yes, you do. And we thank God for Deacon Mike and thank God for Sister Diane with today. Praise God. And, of course, you, you and you. We thank God for you. Yes, I tell you, when God surprises you, he surprises you, don't he? I thank God for his lovely surprise upon last night. Amen. I tell you, never know what God's going to do next. And I love it when he does it. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. You know, if we leave it up to God, he works it out every time. And he give you the happy, happy, don't he? I had the happy, happy. Glory be to God. And went to sleep and slept like a baby last night. They mean getting up and down, up and down. I slept like a baby last night. Thank you, people. Thank you. Hallelujah. And most of all, you know, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Hallelujah. The Resurrection Sunday. We was about to have a resurrection word. Praise. Hey, praise God. You can tell I'm happy, right? I'm happy. You know, even though sometimes the devil show up in some people, and they don't realize that the devil is the devil that's showing up, got you going that direction, you know. But what happened? Ignore the devil, people. Ignore him. And that's what I've learned to do. Because if I didn't ignore them, I'd be in what? Sad, mad, and I'd be all of that. And I'm not mad or sad, but I'm just being aware and not allowing him to have control. He's not having control in my life. He's not dominating my life. Do you get the picture? I ain't preaching yet. Praise God. Hallelujah. But let's pray for these people, a few of these people. I mean, you know, we have a great list of people, you know, praise God, that we could be praying from now to Jesus come. All right, but we limit ourselves. We thank God for it. Today we are still praying for Bishop Timmy Sheffield there in Virginia. We're still praying for him, praise God, that he would continue to mend and be back in his pulpit preaching. And we pray for his son also who's had been in the hospital, and I believe he's out too. Bless God. And we pray for him to continue in the Lord and let the Lord have his way in his life. also. And I'm thanking God for victory. Are you not? Thank God for victory today in these people's lives, those that have cancer, like Martinez, who was fighting stage 4 cancer. We praying right now that God will undertake and give him a full recovery, okay? That's what I want, full recovery, not just surface cover or recovery. We want full recovery, okay? My. Well, don't you want that for people that is going through these great difficulties? So many people are plagued by this spirit of cancer, and it's like trying to take over people all over from one end of the country, and it has no respect of persons. It doesn't care whether you're in high position or low position or no position. He will strike you with that spirit. Do you hear me? But today we curse that spirit right now, and we speak what? That it become null and void in your life. It ceased to be there right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel it from every one of you that hear us that has that disease plaguing in your body right now in Jesus' name. Now, call us and let us know, you know, how you feel. You know, we pray these prayers that you get blessed and God touch your body, because I know God touching somebody. Lord knows, I know he's touching somebody. And I feel good today myself. Praise God. You know, when the enemy strikes and he's always trying to hurt you, you know, hurt your bones, hurt your head, hurt your foot. He'll even mess with your toes, you know, and all. He just try to hurt something all the time, keep something going, keep you complaining. Oh, I'm hurting. Oh, this hurt. Oh, that hurt. Oh, that. And it be hurting too, you know, and all you got to say is, get off me, devil, get behind me. You know, right now. And you start feeling good and thinking good thoughts, thinking, oh, Lord, I'm thanking you. What I'm going to do when I get up from here and start walking, what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go. I'm going to the house of God, that's one thing. And I'm going to begin to serve you and praise you, worship you, and glorify you for your mighty act among men. Do you hear me? This is what we do. Praise God. But we praying also today. We still praying for Viola. We praying for Viola. Lord, touch Viola. Lord God, touch Viola right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, we asking you to touch Mike Rucker. Mike Rucker needs a hand upon his life right now. He has a hole in his heart, and his kidneys have shut down. And he's a young man that this has happened to. So we ask you to help us pray for Mike Rucker in the name of Jesus. Father God, in Jesus' name, you know this young man's heart, God. I don't know whether he's saved or not, Father, but if he's not, Lord, we pray for salvation to come to him at this time, Father, in the name of Jesus, as well as your healing virtue to flow through his body right now in Jesus' name. And we count it done right now in Jesus' name. Now, if you have one of these problems, you can call us at 347-857-3925, 347-857-3925. Give us a listen, if you would, and call us, too. We want you to call in and let us know today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm feeling mighty fine with Jesus right about now. I'm just going to give you a little short word here today that I think you would find. I experience and give expression now to the peace of God within me. I experience and give expression now to the peace of God within me. I'm expressing it. How about you? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we salute the divinity in you, you and you today. Glory be to God. And we send what? Nothing but love for you, baby. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know I'm happy when I start singing, right? Hallelujah. I'm in a little tune. Amen. You know, for a while I thought I forgot all the songs that I know. But here of late, they have been coming alive, back alive in me. Praise God. And I'm kind of remembering the tunes, remembering the melody, remembering some words of them too. And that's what I want to happen. Because, you know, a merry heart does it good like the medicine. Mm-hmm. And I want my heart to stay merry. Yes, yes, yes. And then I don't have to need no medicine, right? Hallelujah. Then you can say, physician, heal yourself. Hi, every time I sing a tune, I'll say, heal myself. Hey, glory to God. My. You know, I'm so glad to be here with you today. Yes, yes, yes. It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to be here. Now, if you want to take part, all you got to do is call 347-857-3925 and let us know. Now, we're not going to accept any foolishness. We're not going to accept anybody getting crazy and saying bad, nasty things. Amen. Okay? We're not saying nasty things to you. Don't you say them to me. All right? Because I will hang up on you. Praise God. My God. And that's a fact. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. See, so you know, you don't have to like the show, the program. If you're listening, something you like. But the thing is, have respect. That's all. You know, you can agree to disagree. You can disagree with me. That's fine. Okay. We're not gonna get mad because you disagree. It's your a choice. You made the choice to disagree, and I agree that we could disagree, right? Mm-hmm. But amicably, we can do it. We don't have to get mad, hateful, and all that good stuff. You see? Isn't that right? Amen, somebody, or hallelujah, something. Do something good today. Hey. Hallelujah. But I'm feeling mighty fine right now in this hour. Amen. You know, I don't feel like I can hang up on the chandelier now. I don't feel like I can hang up on that yet. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm swing on it after a while. Hallelujah. By and by. Every time I think about Jesus, hallelujah. Make me want to shout, hallelujah, glory to God. Make me want to shout, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know, we have a good time serving God. Mm-hmm. You know, I found out some people are miserable, and they say that they're Christians, they love God, and they say, but you don't know. You don't know. What I got to go through? Well, I can about imagine, if you say so, you're going through because you don't know how to handle what you're going through. Do you get it? See? But when God is working and you trust Him, you can go through whatever you're going through, no matter how hard it is, how impossible it seems, you can still go through it and put a smile on your face and have joy in your heart because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is bringing you out. Woo! Hallelujah. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. You know that He's going to bring you out. Now let's think about songs that you like. Huh? Trouble don't last always. You heard this song? Have you ever seen the trouble that you went through last month? You're not going through the same trouble this month. You're going through some other trouble. But it looks like you're going through the same trouble because it came so close to the last trouble. So you think trouble is lasting a long time. But it's not because trouble don't last always. And you remember the scripture when it said, weeping may endure for a night, huh? Just one night, a night, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Now, I don't know how many nights you have to go through in order to get that joy in the morning, when your morning light shines up. You see? Okay, praise God. Amen. You getting it, you getting it, you getting it. Because joy is yours. He said, I came that you may have life and that more abundant. He wants you not just to have life, but abundant life. Full of joy. Full of hope. This is why he tells you a lot of times, the Bible tells you, say, live peaceably with all men if possible. See, sometimes you can't live peaceably with some people, so you, what you do? You don't argue with it. You just disappear. Get away from them. Leave them alone because you cannot do what? Live peaceably with them. Now, he ain't tell you to shoot them down, cut them or nothing. Don't try to put no witchcraft on them or nothing. You leave them alone. That's what you do, you see, and let God take care of whoever. Again, all right, amen. But some people make it impossible. And sometimes your children are the same way. Your children get crazy too, and they get to acting up, and they won't hear nobody, you and nobody else. But you listen here, ain't no sense in you fighting with them because they are determined to do what they want to do and think the way they want to think. Do you get the picture? But all you can do is back off and find that little corner where you can pray. You can call on your God and let your God handle that problem. Do you get it? Yes. I tell you, God is so good to us. You know, honey, God is good. Now let me, I want to read something for you today, and we'll talk a little bit about it, you know, because it's always good to know, get a little word from the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm starting in the 8th chapter of Isaiah. I tell you, I love reading in Isaiah. I love Isaiah. Isaiah has a lot of good words here for us, you know. And a lot of times he's encouraging us. As saints of God, he be encouraging us. And I know you know, but that's the Old Testament. They call Isaiah a New Testament prophet too, you know, because he talk about things that Jesus talk about. Let's say if Jesus tried to bring you up to speed with Isaiah. See? Yeah, you didn't even know that, did you? Praise God. Now, the 8th chapter of Isaiah, and let's start at the 11th verse. Let's start at the 11th verse. That's not where I want to be, but I just want to start there. For the Lord spake thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, say ye not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say, a confederacy. Neither fear ye their fear. Neither fear ye their fear, nor be afraid. Now, we people generate, you know, fear. They fear. And they want you to fear, too. That's it. So you don't fear just because they fear. All right? You don't fear nothing. He said, be not afraid. This is what he said. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. Who? The Lord of hosts. And he shall not be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the house of Israel, for a gird, for a gin, and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken, be snared, and be taken. Now you know these things are going on today. We don't want them to happen to you, okay? Bind up that testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. Bind up that testimony. Seal the law among my disciples. Listen what he say he'll do now. And I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look before him. Ah, here is the answer to it all. Think about it. When God has hidden himself, and you didn't think, you thought God be there all the time, didn't you? But what did Isaiah say here? And I will look for him. Did you hear that? Now, you say, why is he saying that? Because when you go on down in scripture and you find it, he says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's yet near. Then he tell you, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Do you see? He becomes distant to you sometimes. Do you understand? Even though you claim holiness, even though you claim that you know you're saved and everything, but there are times that God hides himself from you. I know you don't want to hear that. How do you mean he hides himself from you? When God becomes distant to you, you cannot feel him. It's like he's nowhere to be found or something like go to that altar. And your spiritual feelings, let's say, he say, weeping may endure for night, joy cometh in the morning. But when you woke up in the morning, when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel nothing. Feel like everything has left you. Everybody is gone. You see what I'm saying? You start praying, nothing happened. You rebuke the devil. It don't change a thing. You go through all kinds of spiritual exercise. You see what I'm saying? You go through that. Then you have your friends pray for you and everybody you can think of. You got them praying for you. You start confessing every sin you can imagine, and then some you don't even know nothing about. That's what you start doing. Then after you do that, you take another step. You go around asking forgiveness. Everybody you know, say, if I done anything to you, if I done this to you, did I say anything? Why are you doing that? You start fasting. Nothing happened. But I fasted. Something's supposed to happen. If he's hidden himself from you, you can fast, pray, and do all these things, and nothing happens. Why? Because he's hidden from you, but now you got to take more time to do what Isaiah's done, look for him. Ain't God good? He wants you to do what? Look for him. You, and then you start wondering, Lord, how long I'm going to go through this gloomy time? How long it's going to last? This is what you do. And you keep praying, and then your prayers bounce off the ceiling. You ever had your prayers bounce off the ceiling? They start bouncing off the ceiling, you know? Nothing happened. Now, you become frustrated. Yes, you do. You become frustrated. Then you're going to start asking, what's the matter with me? What's wrong with me? Lord, you done left me. Where you at? No, you done gone. See? Now, our whole problem is we always looking for God. We are measuring him and his presence. You are measuring him by your intellect and your emotionalism. This is what you are measuring God through. Now, we tell you many times, don't go on your feeling, because your feeling will fool you. Fool you every time. Do you get the picture? God ain't concerned about your emotions and all that stuff and crying up and just tears rolling down, the snot running out your nose and everything. God ain't concerned about that. He only concerned that you trust him in the hour when he's hid and you continue to look for him. Seek him. This is what you do. Not your feelings. Let faith rise up in you. That's what pleased God. You hear me? That is what pleased God. Now, if Isaiah know this, and he's trying to tell you that don't feel bad because you don't feel nothing, because there's going to be a lot of times that you don't feel anything. Okay? You're not going to feel like praising the Lord. You're not going to feel like going to church. And then when you go, you sit there like a water on a pickle, and you don't move, you don't clap your hands, you don't say praise the Lord.
Come on, man.
Come on. See? These are the things, pardon me, that we end up doing just because we looking for a feeling. And if you go to church and you ain't getting no feeling, you say, oh, it wasn't nothing today. The preacher was boring. He or she ain't saying nothing worthwhile today. I didn't get nothing. Well, you didn't come expecting anything, so that's why you didn't get anything. And then you didn't put nothing in, so you cannot withdraw anything out. Huh? Same way you do your banking. If you don't put no money in the bank, you can't draw none out. Do you get the picture? So you're going to have to participate in this thing even though you don't have no feeling. Now, God seems distant many times to us, but all of this, only thing this is doing is God is bringing you to the point where he wants you to trust him in his word. Trust what you know that the word says, and you trust that word beyond a shadow of a doubt, regardless of what you feel, regardless of whether you fall out on the floor kicking and a hollering and a screaming and everything. Some people, they don't feel like God is there less than they fall out. You don't have to fall out all the time. Let me tell you one thing. Sometimes you don't even know whether you got the Holy Ghost sometimes because of the you don't speak in tongues like Sister Mary do. That's Sister Mary's tongue. It's not yours. God may work with you in a different way, but you got to know beyond a shadow of doubt, if you believe, you're going to receive. See? Our problem is we looking for feeling. And people are teaching you, teachers are teaching you that you're supposed to have them feeling. You're supposed to do the shake, shake, shake all the time. You don't got to shake all the time. See? Isaiah was letting you know this, huh? He will hide himself from you. But you're to do what? Still trust him. Trust what you know the word say. Now, let's be real. If you don't read the Bible and find out what the Bible say, you don't know what you can trust, now can you? Let's be real now. But don't pretend you know the Bible and you can't trust God, because it speaks of the promises that God has made to you, and he promised to heal you. He promised to deliver you, set you free. He promised you all these things. And why can't you trust him? He didn't say, I promise you when you shake and fall out on the floor and everything all the time, that's me. The devil can make you fall out and shake too. But you don't see that. You only see the fact that this is what you know is, I want to shake. I want to feel the presence of God. You can feel the presence of God and don't jump up and down, don't fall out on the floor. You can still feel the presence of God because you know him in your spirit. And when he show up in your spirit begins to contact God. Your connection is complete because this is in contact with the power of Almighty God. Your power and his power should be the same power. And then when it connects, something happens. Now, if God called you to lay hands on people, you looking for people to fall out every time you lay hands on them. Praise God. Let me tell you, you can put your hand on the person and pray in the Jesus name and and cancel that cancer or whatever in their body. You couldn't see no emotion, nothing happening, anything. All you know is go back to the doctor and then come back and testify of the goodness of God, because when you know beyond a shadow of God that God has healed that person and delivered that person, let me tell you one thing, it can stand investigation. Whatever God do can stand investigation. You can go to the doctor and let's see what God has done. And you will be a living testimony. Just because you don't feel nothing don't mean ain't nothing happening. When we speak, and I'm not being boastful or whatever the case may be, but when I know that God has healed you, I know that God has healed you, and he lets me know that he's healed. See? When God brings you back from the dead and you laying up there and the doctor say you dead, there's no light, and somebody pray for them, they come back, they don't have to shake and all. They come back and you know God was there, because nobody else could have done it but God. Somebody ought to say, but God? Hallelujah. And he's doing it right now to somebody that's listening somewhere. You can carry the word to somebody else that do not know that God can do all these wonderful things. You take a word to them. Let them know that you are not in hopelessness. You're in the glory of God right now. It's moving in your life to show you that he can do all things. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Did you hear what I'm saying? Nothing is impossible with God. Ain't God good? Lord, have mercy. He is so good. Now listen what he say. In Hebrews 11th chapter in the 6th verse, he says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. See, he might have hid himself from you, but by faith, what happened? When you come to God by faith, looking for him, seeking him, he said, you got to believe that he is. You got to believe that he's going to show up. You got to believe that he's going to heal you. You got to believe that he's going to make a way out of nowhere for you. And you're going to believe it, because the reward is what? When you seek him, he gives you that reward of what you're looking for. That's why he said that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. But you got to seek him. Faith and trust. You seek him. See? You can be like Noah. The Bible said in the next verse, that by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear. And he prepared an ark to the saving of his house. See? By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by what? Faith. He ain't see a thing. He ain't see no water. They ain't seen no water. They ain't seen no water. What is water? What you talking about? It's finna rain. It ain't never rained before. Why come it's finna rain now? But because God warned him, by faith he did what God told him. He made that ark. He prepared that ark. Saved his house. But through that, because the world cannot see or feel this, so they go, praise God, they go and try to condemn you because you believe it. See? Just because you believe it, but when they can't believe what you see, they are condemned. The world is condemned. But see, Noah wasn't, because what? He became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. He moved by faith. He didn't move by sight. He didn't move by what he felt. But he, him and his family is all by themselves. The whole town, the city, wherever he was, they weren't helping him. They did never mock him and scorn him and put him down and call him all kind of names and crazy and everything. They may be doing that to you right now because of your faith, because you trust God, because you believe God beyond a shadow of a doubt, because you're doing what God told you to do. They may be making fun of you too. But are you going to allow that to stop you from doing what God say? I pray not.
Come on.
Hmm? You are preparing for the coming of the Lord. See? Every time you speak the words of Christ, you are preparing others to come too. You don't want to go by yourself. Huh? You want somebody else to get into that ark with you. See, and knowing that they can't see God, you know how it is. People say, well, I don't see God, so how is there a God? And all these ungodly things that the people say, you turn a deaf ear to that, because you know beyond a shadow of God, when you was on your deathbed, he did what? He raised you up, didn't he? When you couldn't pay your mortgage or rent or whatever you had to pay, and God let somebody come along and give you the finance to do so, you know that he's a way maker. So because they mock you, poke fun at you and everything, don't allow that to hurt you or harm you or stop you from going on with God and believing and trusting in it. Because he already got your reward ready. You're getting your reward just because you stood on the word of God. Huh? You don't know, the Bible calls it, says like this, you don't know where the wind come from or where it's going. But you know it's there. Huh? You don't know where it come from. You but try to explain it all. Everybody's trying to explain things. Everybody want to have knowledge of everything. You don't know everything, and you ain't going to know everything. Excuse the bad language. Mm-hmm. I didn't say I'm an English major. Okay. I'm just talking about the Holy Ghost, to say. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to realize this. God is taking you higher. This is what he's working on, taking you to another level in him. You see? He wants you to grow up in... be mature. Stop being a baby. See, we are babies, we're young Christians, and we don't get the whole spiritual aspect of what God is doing in our life around us, or with the people in our lives. He put people in your lives to help you grow. You hear me now? And them ones that aggravating you, getting on your last nerve, they're there to help you grow. That's that fertilizer you need. They need, you need that. So don't be troubled by it. See? And let me tell you, any friendship that's based strictly on emotion is shallow. It's shallow. Right? I don't see nothing. But let's ask this. Is that person there when you need them? See what I'm saying? Well, the pastor just don't think about nobody but Sister Ann over there. That's all the pastor thinks about. How you know? Who are you in their mind? See? Speculating. You're going by what you think you see, and you don't even see what you thought you saw. You see? You don't know why the pastor talking to Sister Ann. But you surmise that they don't like me, they don't talk to me. Well, do you talk to them? Or you run around with a scowl on your face all the time, looking like you're mad with the world. Who wants to take time and talk with you? Because you're going to make them feel, you know, just as bad as you. Misery loves company. And that's what you will do, isn't it? Huh? So why don't you do the same thing Sustain is doing? Talk like you have sense. Hmm? Stop trying to go on your emotions, because you're a person that you feel like everybody's supposed to fall all over you. Everybody's not going to fall all over you. Hmm? So don't get all troubled over other people's trouble, because you don't know what kind of trouble they had. So you causing trouble because somebody else's trouble is being looked like it's being acted upon, and somebody's trying to help them, and they ain't trying to help you. See? God is still working it out for you when you come to the point where you trust God, believe God, that God going to give you somebody. That one may not be the person to help you. Maybe it's somebody else is being the one to help you. And you want who you want to help you. See how you want to try to tell God what to do? And you do what? You push God off and cause him to be distant to you. Huh? He can't come to you if you don't communicate with him. You got to pray. Talk to God. All it is talking to him. Hmm? You can talk. You know, when you was a little child, you had that little invisible friend. You know, I oftentimes think about, you know, nobody's ever said really what it was, but when children have these imaginary friends, you know, I feel that the angel of God be communicating with them sometimes, with those children. He can communicate better with them than he can with you. Because you are always hostile, mad, angry, bitter. So if you're going through all these things and these changes and everything and these emotions you're going through, this is one thing. God is not going to be there with you in that, all of that, because those are what? Sins. Huh? And he do what? Frown on sins, don't he? Hello, somebody. All right. Somebody help, Lord. Help, Lord. Now, if you want to get to a higher level in God, deeper, whichever way you want to put it, then you're going to have to do something about yourself. Know that God is for you. He said he'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. And in Hebrews 13, he told you he will never leave you nor forsake you. This is what he told you, isn't that right? He'll never leave you nor forsake you. And he means what he say. He's still with you when you're down and you don't feel nothing. He's still with you. Yes, he is. Right now, he's with you. Right now, he's with you, even though you're feeling a little down. I'm here to lift you up today. Don't think about, I don't feel like praising the Lord. What, do you feel like getting blessed? Then you ought to feel like praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Just say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Start, this is the season now. You should adore him. You should just be saying something let's say, to get God's attention. That's looking for him now. You're looking for him. In looking for him, now you're going to have to start praising him. Oh, God, you're such a wonderful God. You're an awesome God. Lord, I appreciate all that you've done, even though I'm in this sickness, even though I'm in great pain right at this moment. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I know that you're the King of Kings and you're the Lord of Lords. You're my comforter. You're my keeper. You begin to praise him, glorify him at this time. Even though you don't feel like it, you begin to do it. And then you, what's going to happen to you? What you think is going to happen when you begin to just sit there and adore him and just speak the wonderful words to God, to his ear, that he can hear that you are looking for him. And when you look for him, he tell you then just begin to leap for joy. And when you begin to leap up, glory to God, joy is going to come. And when your joy comes, the Bible says that joy, did he say he wants your joy to remain and be full? It'll say you're going to be full of joy. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Isn't that a beautiful picture? Just paint that picture in your spirit right about now. Paint it in your spirit right about now. And let me tell you, something good is going to happen to you. All you got to do is do it right now. Not just because I said, because you know that your Redeemer lives. And that is Jesus Christ. He's living within you, 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 and you. At this hour, glory be to God. Hallelujah, anyhow. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Just don't know what I'd do without him. I ain't trying to find out either. Don't want to find out how to do without him. I don't want to do without him. You know, brought me from a mighty long way. A mighty long way. See, think about it. When in your life God feels like he's a long way from you. I know you, somebody always feel like that. If you're a Christian, there are going to be times that he's going to hide himself from you. And another scripture says, my spirit don't always strive with man. It ain't going to always be there. I'm not going to be there juggling with you. I'm going to hide myself sometimes. What? Because he gave you a free will. He gave you a will. And in that will, we're going to see, are you going to trust me in your own will? That my will may be done in your life. Hello, somebody. Do you get the picture? Hallelujah. Whew, I feel all right in Jesus. How about you? And I'm going to say this to you. It's not going to be easy for you to start doing it, but from this day forth, you start doing it, not depending on how you feel. You could be down in your bed sick. Let me tell you, you know how I know? I thought maybe, you know, you get in the hospital, you're going to be woe is me. Here I am hooked up to all this stuff. But I found out that's a nice place to begin to be a witness. As you lay on that bed and the doctor won't let you out of the bed, you hooked up to every wire there is just about, what happened? You start telling people about the goodness of God. You just talk about it. Pray for people. You see what I'm saying? Pray for those that are around you. Pray for the nurses. Pray for the doctor. Yeah, doctor, I'm praying for you too. Hello? That's what I do. And they look at me as they say, she's strange. She up in here, you know, sick. She's strange. That's all right. You want to call me strange? I'll be strange as long as you listen to these words of God. Be strange sometimes. That's what you ought to be. There should be a difference between you and the people of the world. Now, it's not so much about the dress now, people talking about, well, you need to dress this way, this way. Well, you can look decent and you don't want to be out there trying to show off all your goods and all that good stuff. You ain't got to go through all that. If God gave a man to you, man, he going to see you anyway. You can have one of them Catholic habits on and that man will still see you. And not for your body, what you showing off. He's just looking into your spirit, your eyes. It's the windows of your soul. So therefore, he look into your eyes and he sees something special because God had put it there. See? Because you got the good. Hallelujah. God is good. But remember, God said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Even though he hides sometimes, he still got something planned for you. You're going to come out. Tell yourself today. Talk to yourself. I'm coming out of this. Whatever you're in at this moment, I'm coming out of it. No matter how long you've been in, see, we start judging God by the distance of time that we are in these situations. I used to think that myself. It looked like I was never getting out of these troubles I was in. But I came out. I came through those tunnels of dark times in my life, and I came to the light. I kept focused on being forward, going forward. That's where you keep your focus on going forward. Now, you know darkness is behind you. Why you want to go back? Keep going forward. When you go forward, the light is there. It was a dot, just a dot at one time, but now it's becoming more brilliant. It's becoming more alluring. Light is shining bright. It's about to comprehend all the darkness that you've indwelled. Can you see it now? Woo! Hallelujah. It's there. Do you see me? Now, God's grace is right there for you, you, and you. Oh, hallelujah. Deacon Mike. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that wonderful word by Apostle Porter. And, you know, when she said, come to the light, you know, don't leave yourself in darkness all the time. You know, because a lot of us, we just stay in darkness. A lot of people happy in darkness. They don't know why, but they are. You know, they feel they don't have any other way to go. But you always have a choice. Let's look at it that way. We always have a choice on where to go. We always have a choice because God gave us the mind to choose. It's up to us. It ain't up to nobody. It's up to each individual to choose their direction, to choose where they want to go at, to choose what's going on. Do you choose to pray or not? That's up to you. You the one that handles. Didn't God say there's life and death in the breath in the tongue? So speak to yourself. What else can you do? Speak to yourself. Talk to God. See, a lot of people are afraid to do that. But why? Let's ask the question, why? Why do we want to be afraid to do these things? Why do we want to put ourselves in these pickles? You know, would you know? You ever seen a pickle being made when you put it in that jar of vinegar with them spices? You get to see all the little bumps start coming up. Look at it and tell. You know, but it's a lot of things that God has did for us, that a lot of marvelous works that are going on all around us. But do we see it? Do we appreciate it? See, there's the thing. Do we appreciate the life that we're in? See, a lot of people don't appreciate the life they're in. A lot of people don't appreciate waking up in the morning. But there's a lot of people who hasn't. So thank God that you're one of them that woke up this morning. You know, and I think about that all the time. I thank God that I woke up this morning. I thank God that I was able to. You know, because a lot of times, you know, I think the other day Apostle was talking about, a lot of times you roll out of bed, and that's exactly what you do. You roll out of bed. You don't get up out of the bed. You roll out. That's because you feel stagnant. The devil don't weigh you down all night long. You more tired when you get up than when he is when you went down. See, it's a lot of things we got to think about, how the devil tries to disrupt. And the closer you get with your walk with God, the more he tries. Because he got the sinners. He don't need them. He needs you now. He's coming at you no matter what. As the apostles say, the devil work on you by your toes and everything else. He going to get you now one way or another. He going to get you if you let him. A lot of times, God want to see, are you going to fight through it? Will you fight through it? Have you fought through these things? See, a lot of times we are in a battle. we are in a big time battle. And I was looking at Psalms 119 and 161, and I was, and it says, "Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word." And what David's talking about, no matter who persecutes you, no matter who put their bad mouth on you or whatever, you stand on the word of God. You keep the word of God in you. You understand that the word of God that's in you will allow you to stand, will allow you to fight the enemy off. See, we don't want to get into fighting the enemy off. A lot of people are afraid of conflict. A lot of people don't want the conflict. They think when they come into the Lord, everything's going to be peachy cream. Ain't going to be no battles. They feel that your battle is over. No, 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 no. Because the devil is always going to come at you. Because he feels like he lost somebody when you joined the Lord. So he's going to keep trying to reel you back in. He's going to try to reel you back in by your weakest points. And this is where he gets a lot of people at, is through our weakest points at the weakest time. See, the thing about it is all these things, although they may be challenging, but they can be overcome.
Oh, yeah.
You can overcome with the word of God. You can overcome with God. But the problem is you need to stand up to it. You need to have the faith to overcome, the belief to overcome. And as we said last night, the trust, which is probably the same thing anyway. But we need to understand that we need to have that in God in order for us to achieve, to get to where we're going, to achieve to be where we're at, to also be able to put all these things together so we can grow, so we can move up in the ladder of life with God. See, a lot of us are still on the bottom. We got to pull ourselves up. We got to pull ourselves by our bootstraps. It's time to get to work, people. It's time to put our best foot forward, because a lot of things are going on around us that you keep putting your head in the sand and don't want to see these things, but they're happening. It's true, it's live, and it's in color. And we need to understand that we need to put our best foot forward. Forward at this time. We need to get our minds right. We need to get our souls together, and we need to go on, and we need to put ourselves up, and we need to get to marching, get to stepping, because otherwise we're going to get stepped on, we're going to get left behind, and we're going to be down in the pits of hell because we didn't get ourselves right. Here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That was an awesome word coming from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. I tell you, tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Now, if you would like to bless the woman of God and pay for the broadcast for a year or two, go ahead and send your donations to City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. If you need prayer, or she, you know, she's been praying for you and, you know, God touched your body and you just want to give your testimony, do call in every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Again, that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. You can also send your prayer request or praise report to c7glo@aol.com. And let me tell you, we will read it for you on air if you don't even want to call in. Know that we serve an awesome God today. Every Friday night at 11 p.m., we have the Wailing Walls prayer line hosted by our very own Elder Whitted. That calling number is 218-548-6746, code 3333#. So tune in tomorrow at 9 a.m. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
I stop looking at that thing,
when I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle, struggle from day to day. I have to realize it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends,
I can let go.
I let go.
I can let God. Let him have. Have his way there.
That's when he starts.
God.